Welcome to Not a Novice, a time of refreshing and upliftment through the unfailing word of God with Bishop Victor Collins Asabre. Bishop Collins is the Bishop of the Good Shepherd Church, a dynamic church located in Canal No. 2 Polder, West Bank Demerara, with branches all over Guyana. Now, here is the message.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this time of fellowship. I pray you speak to our hearts, affect our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Welcome to Not a Novice on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, wherever you are listening to me from. It's a blessing to come your way. We're looking at what it means to be as wise as serpents, what it means to be as wise as serpents. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16, the Bible says that, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And so we're taking that scripture very, very serious. And we're saying that Jesus had a reason why he asked us to be as wise as serpents and then as harmless as doves. And if Jesus says that we should be as wise as serpents, then it means that you will have to know how wise a serpent is. And then you'll be able to understand what Jesus means. And so we went through about seven characteristics of serpents, what makes them wise. We can run through that quickly, and then we'll move on to what we have God has in store for us today. We learn seven reasons why serpents are considered to be wise. Number one, serpents are considered to be wise because they have multiplied and flourished more than any other wild animal. They have multiplied and flourished more than any other wild animal. Number two, serpents are considered to be wise because they have continued to exist in an ever modernizing world. In an ever modernizing world, serpents have continued to exist. And that's why we call them wise. If you look at it, there are so many things that have not lasted. There's something I remember when we were growing up, we had a cassette recorder, C60, C90. Now they are nowhere. We have this LP or long plate music, a record. We used to call it a record. I don't know where they are anymore and whether anybody uses them. If you have something like that still working, in fact, it will be very, very precious. It will cost millions. All right? Number three, serpents are considered to be wise because they have been able to flourish even though they are hated by everyone. When we get a little bit of hatred, we get confused, we get frustrated, we get depressed, we say we can't live anymore, we want to kill ourselves. But the devil, the serpent doesn't care whether you hate him or not, he still continues to survive and to do well. Number four, serpents are considered to be wise because they evoke fear and respect in human beings. They evoke fear and respect in human beings. Evoke fear and respect in human beings. I mean, snakes are, whether you like it or not, snakes are respected. If you see a snake right now, you know that you either run or holler or ask for help. Okay. Number five, serpents are considered to be wise because of their ability to live in every continent and every part of the world. Every continent and every part of the world. Snakes are everywhere. Snakes are everywhere. They are in trees, they are in water, they are on land, they are where there's snow, where there's sand, they are all over. Can you live everywhere as a human being? Think about it. Number seven, serpents are considered to be wise because of their ability to accomplish their goals in this world in spite of all the odds stacked against the snakes. They are able to accomplish their goals in this world. Are you able to accomplish your goals in this world? Or you have excuses all the time? Then you are not as wise as a serpent. This afternoon, I want us to move on to look a bit critically at some of the things we've mentioned in these 7 points. The first one I want us to take and probably learn one or two points about is snakes or serpents are masters of non-dependent living. Serpents are masters of non-dependent living. Now, if you're going to follow Jesus, is Jesus the one who said that we should be wise as serpents? Because he knew that if we are able to flow, if we are able to live, if we are able to behave like serpents and how wise they are, life is going to be better for us. And so these things that I'm going to talk about, you will see that it will tickle your brain. It will tickle your your mind. Because when you look at in depth what Jesus said here and what it means, you see that you're not doing well at all. So the first point is we're looking at serpents as masters of non-dependent living. If you're going to be wise, you will have to understand and to live independently. Let's look at this scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. May the Lord speak to you as I preach. The Bible says that, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 11. The Bible says, the New International Version, he says, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. To mind your own business and to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. I'll read it again because even the scripture alone, I think it finishes my preaching. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 11, the New International Version of the Bible. It says that, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. A quiet life, not social media. Everything you do, if you go to the toilet, you're on social media. If you're going to do number one, you're on social media. If you go to a restaurant, you're on social media. If you and your husband rowing, is on social media. I mean, status, real, short stories, everything is on social media. No, the Bible says that make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. To mind your own business. Do you mind your own business or you mind other people's business? To mind your own business and to work with your hands. Just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect. Your daily life may win the respect of outsiders. And so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Serpents are wise because they are masters of non-dependent living. Isn't a beautiful scripture? Serpents are wise because outsiders. They do not. Now, when you look at this scripture, it means that if you are going to be as wise as serpents, your food, your clothing, your education, your life completely should not be something that you look up to somebody to live a better life or to live a good life or even to exist. When snakes are born, from the first day, they are independent. Snakes don't beg for money, you know. Snakes don't go for loans. Snakes don't do all the things that if you don't know and if you don't respect what Jesus is saying, you do. Snakes don't do all of that. In fact, it is said that snakes, from the first day,
can actually kill. The first that they are born, they can actually kill. Snakes don't depend on anything. If you are a mother snake and you give birth right now, you don't have to worry about pampers. You don't have to worry about lactogen. You don't breastfeed. You don't do all those things. If you're a mother snake, it's a very fantastic life. And so snakes are masters of non-dependent. You see that sometimes many people, you can have a country, especially some of the poor countries, they are taking money from here, they are collecting money from here, they are collecting money from here. There was a particular country, I don't want to mention the name, but they had a project in the villages to build toilets for communities with a loan from the Western world. I'm quiet for 3 seconds for you to think about it. That the place you have to go and naturally ease yourself, somebody in another country has to send money for that to be done for you. So somebody got to be crazy. Something got to be wrong. But your life is such a way that a place where you bath, a place where you privately excrete or release the things that naturally you have to release as a human being. Some white man has to donate dollars for the heads of the community or heads of the village or whatever to use that to sponsor, they used to call it KVIP toilets. I don't know if we have them here in Ghana. We should call them KVIP toilets. And they were built by loans from developed countries. Can you believe it? That a country says that they are independent. Independent for, I think my country, Ghana, where I was born, is the first country to gain independence in sub-Saharan Africa. And Ghana obtain independence. I'm from Ghana, so I think I can say things about Ghana. I know I'm Ghanaian Guyanese. If I say about Guyanese, maybe some people don't like me. But at least if I say Ghana, there's no Ghanaians here. They will like me anyway. But I'm trying to tell you that Ghana gained independence in 1957. It's about what? 67 years ago. So, if you look at Ghana at the age of 67, it's like somebody who has lived 67 years. And so, if Ghana, for example, begs for money, it means that the independence from whoever has not worked. I remember the day that Ghana gained independence. Our first president called Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. I'm sure many of you know Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. One of his speeches that is very, you know, it really echoed in Ghana and in the rest of Africa was that the black man is capable of managing or mismanaging his own affairs. Then the people say, yay! Yet, if it wasn't a certain group of people, we would never have supermarket in our area. If it's not a certain race of people, you never have a hardware store in the Baghdad where you live. Somebody has to come and help you. Let me tell you, everybody who is listening to you must be a Christian. If you are listening to this message, no matter the class or wherever you are, you have to really be a Christian and follow the things of Jesus. Jesus said, be wise as a serpent. And if you are wise as a serpent, you don't depend on people. The Bible says that you should mind your own business so that you will not be dependent on anybody. How many of us are not dependent on people? How many of us are not dependent on people outside the country? You are calling your phone every weekend, calling your phone every month. You have gone to carry something that you can't carry. You've gone to engage yourself in something you can't carry. So you're looking for somebody to come and help you carry the load. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that I labor and I would heavy laden. Not somebody in another country. I'm preaching a good message. If you don't like it, then there's something wrong with you. Jesus, who I will tell you who is listening to me, if you don't know him, to accept him today. He's saying that, be as wise as a serpent. And I'm saying, if you go into the anatomy of serpents, serpents don't depend on anybody. They are masters of independent living. And the Bible tells us, do not be dependent on anybody in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 11. Now, if you, people are used to begging. Many people cannot do anything for themselves. But you depend on somebody. You see, in a system or a culture where people get pregnant early in their life, like a young girl gets pregnant, you get it, and then gives birth. So at the age of 16, the young girl has a child. Hey! You're in trouble. You are in trouble. Because at the age of 16, and then you have a child at the age of 16 as a young girl, do you know how dependent you become? And the greater the dependency, the greater the burden you have gone to put on yourself. I mean, I will not advise any young lady, I will not advise any young man to engage in bringing forth children into the world until you are matured and you can really take care of yourself in terms of you have a job, you have a place to stay, and you can manage or mismanage your own affairs. At 16 years old, you cannot manage or mismanage your own affairs. There are people who are 50 years old, 35 years old, and still live with people who they are not supposed to be living with. See, there's one fantastic thing, and I hope I'm it's okay to say it here. There's one fantastic thing that I've realized in certain places, that sometimes a boy takes a girlfriend, and then the boy now lives with a girlfriend in the girlfriend's mother's house. Brother, you ain't going nowhere. You don't put nothing. You ain't there for nothing. I'm telling you. I'm telling you straight up. Because how can you be a man? You're a man was created. Man was created by God. For God. Man was created by God for God. I don't want to say the other one before somebody calls my number and tells me something I don't want to hear. God created man for himself. The other one, God didn't create for himself. He created it for the man. Now, he put some qualities in the male gender. That is not found anywhere. Bible says God gave Adam dominion over everything in the air, everything on the land, and everything on the sea. In the days of Adam, lions couldn't bite him. It's when sin came into the world that when a lion sees you, he wants to bite you. Because you look so delicious for lunch. In the days of Adam, Adam was not lunch. Adam was superior. It's sin that brought the glory of man down. Because the Bible says in Psalm 8 and verse 5 that what is man that thou art mindful of him? You created him a little lower than the angels. And you crown him with glory. So man is very elevated in terms of creation. So when you are a boy and you don't focus on life and accept Jesus Christ and read the Bible and grow and gain wisdom, then you get a girl and then you go and live in the girl's house with the girl's mother, you are disgracing manhood. You are disgraced to manhood. Just as the Bible is saying that you must be wise as a serpent. If you don't live like a serpent and you depend on people as a Christian, you disgrace God. I say you disgrace God. If you want to do a road, you have to ask for money. You want to do light, you have to ask for money. Everything, you have to ask for money. If you want to buy chair in your house, you have to ask for somebody for money. You want to buy TV, you have to go and owe for TV. There's nothing that you do in this your life that you don't depend on somebody or some financial institution. There's something wrong about that. There's something wrong about that. The Bible says, mind your own business. Mind your own business. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands. Work with your hands. Just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Not be dependent on anybody. If you are listening to me, and you want to be as wise as a serpent, then the first thing we are going deeper into is not to depend on anybody. Now, let me show you some things here. How can you demonstrate that you are capable of independence? How can you demonstrate that you are capable of independence? Number one, remember, if you are independent, it means you are wise as the serpent. If you are not independent, or if you are not non-dependent, then you are not wise as a serpent. Because serpents, they don't depend on people. A snake doesn't wait for you to give him money before he eats. And he can eat any size of food he wants to. Snake doesn't need somebody to give him money to go to a restaurant and eat a lot of food. He can swallow, a snake can swallow a human being, a whole human being, and be okay. He doesn't need anybody's help. He can eat, take down a human being himself. Hallelujah. So how to demonstrate that you are capable of independence? Let me give you a scripture here. If you are wise as a serpent, you will live your life not expecting money, gifts, grants, donations, or even loans. I'm stepping on some toes this afternoon. Yeah, I came to step on your toes. Your toe is worth stepping on. Because if you're going to live your life according to the Bible, you realize that we do all kinds of things in this world that brings us the problems that we are inside. If you are going to demonstrate that you are capable of independence, then you live your life with life not expecting money, gifts, grants, donations, or even loans. The 14, verse 22 and verse 23. This is how people in the Bible, this is how their mind work. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. The possessor of heaven and earth. That I will not take from a thread, even a shoe lashet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. Should I read again? Genesis chapter 14, maybe if I read it, a simpler version, it'll be good. Genesis chapter 14, verse 22. Are you there? Genesis chapter 14, verse 22 and 23. Genesis chapter 14, verse 22 and 23. Let me look at NIV, for example. But Abraham said to the king of Sodom, with raised hand, I have sworn an oath to the Lord, God Most High, creator, NIV says creator, but King James says possessor of heaven and earth, that I will accept nothing belonging to you, not even a thread or the strap of a sandal, so that you will never be able to say, I made Abraham rich. Oh, what a scripture. Abraham lifted up his hands and he said, I made an oath. I told the Lord because I serve God who possesses heaven and earth. Do you believe that your God is the one who possesses heaven and earth? You don't believe it. That's why you're always begging. You call and say, please, can you send me $50? Please, can you send me $50 billion? Please, for a little something. Please, for a little something. Because you do not have the possessor of heaven and earth. You do not believe in the possessor of heaven and earth. You do not believe in the one who created heaven and earth. You do not believe that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think of. You don't believe. You don't believe that with man it is possible, with God all things are possible. That's why you are dependent. And Jesus is saying that for you to live a good life here, you must be as wise. I'm sending you as what? As sheep among wolves. The system we live in, The environment we live in, the world we live in, it's a very dangerous world. It's a very entangled world. It's a world that the Christians don't know how to live in. And sometimes if you don't know how to live in and you live in a certain way, you can be entangled, you can be trapped, you can be in trouble by all the schemes. So Jesus is encouraging us, you know what? That we should be wise. So if you see a TV and you can't afford it, you just pass by. Oh, yeah, I said it. If you see a TV that is big that you can fit inside and you can't pay for it, buy the small one that you can fit inside and put it in your room and watch. Because if you don't be as wise as a serpent, you will fall down into something. It will cover your neck for 24 months or 36 months. And then by the time you finish, you pay three times the price. Is that wisdom? It's not wisdom. It's rather somebody is using their wisdom to make you give them money to pay their something. Abraham said it. So if you are a master of independent living, then you will not expect money, gifts, grants, donations, or even loans, like Abraham said. It was not even Abraham yet. It was Abraham. And yet, he said things like that. Now, listen to what Solomon said. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 4, 5 and 6, Solomon said, I made me great works. I builded me houses. I didn't depend on somebody to build a house for me. Now in this our world, it's like, somebody got to build a house for you. Who builds a nest for a bird? Does a bird go for something to build? Look at that. Foxes, Jesus, they have holes. They don't go for money to make holes. Solomon said, I made me great works. I made me great works. I builded me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens. I planted trees in them of all kind of fruits. I made me pools of water to water therewith. The wood that bringeth forth trees. He did it himself. He didn't depend on anybody. If you are going to be as wise as a serpent, you have to be a master at independent living. And that means that to prove that you are independent, it means that you will not live and expect money, gifts, grants, donations, or even loans. Like Abraham said, and like Solomon said. Unfortunately, this is all that time has for us here today on Not a Novice. I pray you learned something. I didn't mean any harm or any evil or anything to anybody. I'm just reading the Bible. Just be wise. And wisdom means that if you look at a snake, this and that is what the snake's, that's how he lives his life. And so I pray God gives you wisdom, your eyes open, your minds open, your ears open to this word, and that you will live a life that is full of wisdom. Father, thank you for everyone who are tuning. I pray that miracles of wisdom and being able to live independently will be their portion. In Jesus' name, amen. You are not saved, you are not born again. You want to say, Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Say this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And I receive Jesus into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, there's a number that our announcer is going to give. Please call that number. I want to talk to you. I want to pray with you. I want to help and I want to guide you to start this wonderful life of wisdom that Jesus has blessed us with. Amen. You've made the right decision. There's no other decision that's great and that's better than deciding to give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. It's offering time. I'm going to give an offering. $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $1,000, $500. You want to give it to our MMG number, 614-7909. 614-7909. You want to tithe into Not a Novice as well. You can call that number or you can also MMG. You really have to call. You can MMG that your tithe to 614-7909. I pray for you that you'll be blessed, that you prosper, that doors of opportunities will open to you,
and that you have enough to eat and to spare, and that you be as wise as a serpent. God bless you for giving, wherever you're listening to me from, region 1 to region 10. The Lord bless and prosper you in your community, in your neighborhood. God bless you. I'll see you again next week. Have a wonderful day.
We hope you have been blessed by this message. For more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call 592-691-5301 or 592-628-2227 or email us on notanoviceservice@gmail.com. God richly bless your day.